The phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and welcome to a great-looking Tuesday on the 6th of January. I just say the day to remind me where I am. Today, our guest will be Senator Sam Anstead. He's going to be calling in here in like 10 or 12 minutes. So we've got a few things we can talk about before that. First of all, I want to introduce our team here and our producer in the hood, Kelly Frost Jr. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, we're doing great. You know, it's I have realized, though, that with, two adults and one eight-week-old puppy, that we've really got her trained quickly.
Nice.
Take her outside. She runs around in a circle. She plays, runs. Bring her back in, and she wets on the floor. I'm sure there must be I think she's a little confused, or maybe we're confused. Anyway, of course, I'm my partner. My soulmate, Linda Bott. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And first of all, I would like to say that if you are trying to figure out what you still need to do to give blood.
That's right.
They need it especially during the winter months.
So you go down to get with the Red Cross and the blood donations?
Through several of the storms that happened, they're depleted and they need blood. So anyway, we're waiting for a call for a special fundraiser happening. I wonder if we should just go right to the phones. No, what do you think, Carl?
I think we should. Sue, good morning. You're first
good
up.
Good morning. Yes, I think our congressmen and our statesmen and our senators and everything need to get that budget. It won't take 20 years to get a budget straightened out, and if they know how to spend money, they're taking too long to get it done. And then, too, our Terminator is spending money flying back and forth to L.A. to Sacramento every day. Can stay in Sacramento. He doesn't need to eat caviar. There is no gas shortage. I'm going to give you 10,000 topics. There is no gas shortage. There never has been. It's politics. If our congressmen and our senators would stay home in their own state where they belong and do email, to do that instead of have to fly over the country. Every time you can't watch the news without seeing them guys down there in that office sitting there doing nothing but twiddling their thumbs. There is a way to get the budget. There is no shortage. There never has been. If they know how to spend money. Everybody knows doesn't know how to, everybody lives off high off the hog, it's an old expression.
But don't you?
Too, like I said, our congressmen need to get it straightened out. There is no gas shortage. I would love to have eighth of the money that they spent in campaigning. And like I said, our Terminator needs to stay in Sacramento instead of flying back and forth to LA. He doesn't need to eat caviar like we eat dirt. And I think, like I said, there is no gas shortage. There never has been. And our city of Reading, they don't have to raise the taxes if they turn off some of these lights in the evening that they don't need on during the day.
Sue, take a breath.
Anyway, goodbye. Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh, well, you know what? This is what we love about the passionate caller. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 40 degrees. It's 8:10, and you're giving me a look.
Well, Sue started it off good. You know what? Sue is upset, and that's exactly what this show is for. Turn it loose, people. You know, Sue said it. Hey, we make enough money. Why do we overspend it?
There you go. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Good bump there, Kelly. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and we're on the phone with Senator Sam Anstead. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Well, it's great to be on the air.
Not that we can see you, but, great to have you here. See you in our mind's eye.
You know, Senator, we've had a number of people on the show, our assemblyman, Congressman Herger, and this is your first time on our show. We just want to thank you for coming aboard here.
Well, I always love the opportunity to talk to the people up in the Reading area, and have been on the previous show and enjoy it very much.
Great. You know, the first question we have up here, and in fact, we had a caller waiting for us this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit excited about what the heck's going on with the budget. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I can talk to you. I could talk all hour if you want to get bored to death. But basically, it's a stalemate. After session yesterday, Daryl Steinberg, the pro tem of the Senate, admitted that there were not enough votes to get either the Democrat plan out or the Republican plan or the governor's new plan. And so we're right where we were for the last several months, and that's because the majority party insists on new taxes, a tax increase for every Californian, and the minority party, the Republican Party, is saying no new taxes, at least not until you've shown us that you've become efficient and you're going to stop spending and you're going to put some spending caps on this legislature so we don't get in this mess again.
Well, it looks like governor's idea is putting a 1.5 cent sales, or is it a, 1.5 cent sales tax upgrade on us here.
Well, in fact, he just came out with a brand new proposal on New Year's Eve, which includes $14 billion in new taxes to all Californians. One of that was a what he calls a temporary 1.5 cent sales tax. You know, not very many tax increases are temporary. But he also wants to broaden it, not just on goods, but now to services. You go to the dentist, and the dentist does a procedure on you. He wants to tax that procedure. He has specifically talked about veterinary medicine, about going to a ball game, about going to a concert, those types of services that have not been taxed before in the sales tax area. So not only is it 1.5 increase on every sales tax, but it also broadens all of the taxes. He's also talking about every time there's an alcoholic beverage served, the state gets a new nickel, a nickel a drink tax.
Oh, well, that's getting close to home.
Well, not only that, how about a root canal? You already know how much the root canals cost.
Yeah, talk about really getting hurt.
And how about a gasoline tax?
All right, well, you know, that's the other twist here. He wants to propose almost a 10% tax on the oil companies when they take the oil out of the ground. It's called what they call a severance tax. And California has not had that before. And that is just an instant source of revenue, but it also is a disincentive for oil producers in California to use California oil.
What's your stance on that?
Well, I absolutely oppose it. The fact of the matter is we need to be, you know, we need to be drilling for domestic oil in America, no matter where it is, whether it's Alaska or California, off the shore of Santa Barbara or where. And getting to be less reliant on Middle Eastern oil, what the governor is proposing to do is going to make us more reliant on Middle Eastern oil, and that's not tolerable.
Okay, Senator, let's go to the phone lines. Lee, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda and Senator Anastet. I have a little different problem to present to the senator this morning. It's more personal, although it does definitely go over into the public sector. I'm having a problem with a public agency, in particular STERS, who I've been talking to the senator's staff already about this problem. They're neglecting to follow a mandate from the court regarding a problem that I had with the school that I worked for. And it concerns me because if a public agency can choose and pick in a mandate what they're going to honor and what they aren't, that will, I would think, ultimately affect our system of law.
It doesn't sound right to me, and not knowing specifically what you're talking about.
I'm getting really, I can barely hear you.
When this gentleman is talking about STERS, he's talking about, I assume, the State Teachers Retirement Fund, which is not under the control of the legislature. The way the legislation, and probably it's a good thing, because the legislature would have probably that source of money long ago, too.
Yeah.
And so CalPERS, which is the Public Employment Retirement System, and STERS, the Teachers Retirement System, really are out of bounds for the legislature as far as legislating or trying to get involved in the finances. However, if you're if you feel you're being dealt unfairly, illegally, I'm hoping that my office is taking your call, and I will hear about this soon.
Yeah, Lee, if I can just say it is that I think you had a problem with your phone because we can hear him pretty well through here. So what the senator's saying is get back to his office. Now that he knows about it, just say it's, you know, you were the one that was on the radio today, so he can take a look at it. We're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are backed up, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go right to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl.
You got a question for the senator?
Oh, absolutely do. The last Wilson, we asked the same question to his compadre down there the last time he was on and never got an answer. We hope we'll get one from Mr. Arnstead here. But it, when you go on and check the educational, health care, the prison, the welfare that the illegals create for us, and that if you go on there, and who knows those numbers? They mean they go all over the page, but they're anywhere from $9 billion to $11 billion. Why has that never been addressed that we read about? Is it something that's just off limits down there in the legislature?
Well, first of all, it has been addressed, and your numbers are pretty correct. I think they're even underestimated. When I was vice chair of health a number of years ago, I went and looked at the health care costs, just the health care costs, not education and the prison system, and it was approaching $5 to $6 billion for illegals in California. But the fact is the Republicans address it every day. In fact, we introduce legislation that takes away these free services from people who are not here legally, but we are the minority party. Our bills do not get passed in committee. They die in committee. The governor also does not agree with us. He believes that it doesn't matter whether you're here legally or not. The responsibility of the state to take care of these people. And and then as far as the media goes, why don't you hear? All I can tell you is there just doesn't seem to be an interest in the media to tell you what the true cost of the illegals are in this state. The fact of the matter is just the prison system alone and the number of illegals that we have here, we can save billions of dollars if we just kicked every illegal out back to the country that they came from and didn't let them finish their sentence. But and then let's say if they do come back again across the border and we catch them, this time it's three strikes and you're out type of thing.
Well, you know, Senator, from what I understand is Washington State is trying to do that right now because they followed another state that shipped all the illegals back out, and
right.
It's saving them millions and millions of dollars.
Right. Another, I don't remember what state it is. It's back in the East Coast, but they've done it successfully for 2 years now.
Right.
I do know that legislation has been introduced by the Republican caucus in the Assembly just last week, and yet I can predict it will not even get out of committee.
Bruce, thank you so much for your phone call. Russell, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Morning, you're on.
All right. Good morning, Senator. I want to thank you for your public service to our country.
Thank you.
And I actually want to talk about the economy, and in line with that, you know, the previous gentleman, Bruce, was talking about the illegal problem. One of the solutions that I think that we could take towards this problem with illegal aliens in this country is I think we need to change the process in which things are done with INS and change their mission. We're spending too much money trying to get illegals out. And I think what we need to do is in these pockets where we know illegals are, we need to send INS in with somebody from Social Security with a handheld computer and just come in and start issuing these people Social Security numbers and charging them taxes. If they want to be here and be citizens, let's give them their wish. I mean, they're doing a lot of jobs that nobody else really wants to do, and I don't have a problem with that. My problem is they're here and they're not paying taxes.
Well, that's true. In fact, the third largest aspect of Mexico's economy is money being sent back from illegals in the United States to Mexico. Therefore, Mexico not only does not want this problem to be solved, they are up here actively lobbying our state legislators to not solve the problem, because they need the money down there, and they don't want the money to go to the state of California or the United States.
Well, Senator, you're saying that lobbyists from Mexico are lobbying our elected representatives to keep them from closing the border and pushing people back into Mexico?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Something's wrong with this picture.
Problem.
You know. I understand, Russell, what you're saying, but I mean, come on. There's two things that make a country a country, or a nation a nation. One's a common language, and one's a border, a real border. And I think we're losing it.
Yes, we are, Carl. I'm one of these people. Like I said, I'm not against anybody coming over here looking for a better life. That's how America got built, was people looking for something better.
You're right.
But I am not against them just being given Social Security numbers so they can start being paid taxes. And the people that have been paying them illegally, knowing that they were illegal, fine them.
Got to take a break.
Because they did commit a crime.
Got to take a break. Can stay on the line and catch us on the other side. We got to take a break for ABC News.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're continuing with Russell, and we've got a couple other people. Russell, so let's wind you up so we can get the other people.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make this quick, Carl. You know, along with that point of, you know, giving illegal Social Security numbers and just making them citizens so they can pay taxes, the sweeping idea here is for our government, and not just our federal, but our state and our local governments, to impose the idea of fiscal responsibility, cut the pork, and start working on getting our economy back on track. You know, we're listening to our president-elect, Barack Obama, who's going to be taking office here very shortly, talking about all the work we need to do to get our economy back on track. Well, I've got an idea for him that worked back in the 1980s when a man named Ronald Reagan took over. It was called sweeping tax cuts for everybody.
Okay, Dave. Russell, thank you very much. Gary, good morning. Your turn. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. I don't have questions. I have solutions.
There you go.
Hey, number one, high schools could go on a 10-hour a day and do 4-10s. That would help the budget there. Two, since California legislators are the highest paid in the nation, start at the top of the leadership and cut their own salaries. And number three, which would really work, tax all words written and spoken in the California legislature, and we'd be cured in 1 year. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Gary. Well, Senator. Senator?
Gary would probably love to hear the fact that the Republicans have proposed cutting our own salaries by, I think it was 5 to 7%. I can't remember, in the last budget package, which the Democrats defeated.
Well, that's one way. You know, I've got a question. Since it looks like the governor of New York wants to tax everything from soft drinks to, hair setting and things like that. You know, one of the things that hasn't been touched, and maybe this is a sacred cow here, is the internet. And I'm not talking about all the internet, but, you know, the porn industry happens to be like a multi-billion dollar industry. And a lot of it's located right here in California. Have you ever thought about taxing these guys?
Yes, it's been proposed, actually, not necessarily on just the internet, but which would be very almost impossible to do because there's no way of telling exactly who's on the internet, when and where. But, you know, they do make films, and they do have a regular film industry, and those people do make salaries. And so they were there were some proposals to try to increase their taxes. However, it was a violation of free speech, and if you're going to seek them out, you're going to have to do the entire motion picture industry. And of course, our legislature has gone on record as doing just the opposite. They're trying, the Democrats are trying to give tax breaks to the movie industry to keep them here filming in California rather than going to other states that are providing them tax incentives. And so we cannot single out the porn industry because that's a violation of free speech.
Okay, I was looking at internet anyway. I mean, you charge a nickel a hit or something like that. We'd be out of this mess in like 6 months.
Can you imagine pumping our gas and having somebody say, "Well, you know, 5 cents a gallon now because of porn tax."
There you go. Martin, good morning. You're up.
Yeah, just calling about this guy that called a couple of calls ago about just make the illegals legal and give them a Social Security number. Well, I got a couple problems with that. First of all, they have broken the law, and you're just going to waive the fact that they broke the law? Well, what about any laws that I've broken in the past? How about waiving them?
Exactly.
And second of all, Reagan did that some like 23 years ago, and look at where we're at now.
That was a huge amnesty he pushed through back during his presidency. He got a lot of people excited. They said, no, we're going to clear the books, and then from now on, we're going to take care of this.
Exactly.
Right.
We're gonna clean up the border.
It won't work now, and my stance is the same as yours. You know, there are people who are here from other countries legally. They waited their turn. They passed the test. They did what they were supposed to. I don't see why anybody should get preferential treatment.
There you go.
Okay. Oh. Well, I just wanted to get that out there. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Martin, for your phone call.
Okay. Bye.
Kay, you're up.
Hi. How are you today?
Hey, you know, we're doing great, Kay.
Good. I was just wondering, you know, all the gas wells that were capped, 20 years ago or so, off the coast of California, my understanding is all they have to be is, the caps need to be taken off, and then they can start producing again, and that would bring in a lot of revenue if they did that to the state of California.
It certainly would. A large part of the price of gasoline is the fact that it's not domestic, that we have to import it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize that in Southern California alone, we have oil reserves that are not tapped, almost as large as in all of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
and yet it's politics, and it's the environmentalists that prevent us from doing this. It's also mostly a federal question because a lot of it is offshore. But there's no doubt about it. If we want to really get serious about becoming energy independent, we've got to go after our own supplies and take off some of the regulations that have been put on over the last two decades.
Well, and not just energy independent, economically independent.
Sure.
It could bring in a lot of revenue for the state.
Absolutely.
And it's already there to be, and they passed the President Bush signed a thing in that we can start getting it again.
Well, you're talking common sense. You think that has any place in Sacramento?
No, but that's the problem.
I know.
That's the problem with Washington, D.C., too. I mean, it's sort of like the Beatles song, come and stand in line, leave your mind behind.
Yeah. Hey, Kay, thank you so much. You know what, Kay? You've got to stop making so much sense.
Well, I'm trying.
All right,
thanks,
Kay.
Hey, let's go to our next caller, John. Good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're wonderful. Thank you.
Listen, I have a question for Senator Arnstead. Is he still there?
Yes. Shoot.
Okay,
we got him for the whole hour.
Listen, I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything, but this question is gnawing at me.
Yeah.
Have you or do you know anyone of your other legislators who have accepted funds from these Mexican lobbyists?
No. And, in fact, I don't believe that they're registered lobbyists. That is, I don't believe they have lobbying organizations that are actually registered with the Political Fair Practice Commission. But they do have government officials coming up from Mexico, talking to mostly our Hispanic legislators in California, and they are lobbying for exactly what we talked about before.
Lobbying has always meant that they passed on gratuities to legislators to get them to influence them to vote in their direction. Is there any accountability or transparency on this that we can get?
I can't answer that, but, a review of legislators'
accounts.
I think you would have to look at, pick out a certain legislator, and then go to the FPPC site, Secretary of State site.
I'm familiar with that.
Political Practices Commission, and they have a listing of every donation that they have received or reported. it would be there, but I doubt that you're going to find any of that money there.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you for your call, John.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too,
Senator Onestad, will you stay with us?
Sure.
Great, because the phone lines are backed up. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you on the other side of the commercials.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402, but I guess you already know that because you are backing us up. Charles, good morning.
Yes.
You're on.
I want to know what the senator thinks about this idea of road pricing. Now, road pricing, just so that you all know, is the idea of tracking devices being put on people's cars and tolls being collected and the comings and goings being monitored by that same system and
Well, Charles, I think, are you talking about when Oregon was talking about instead of raising the gas tax, they wanted to do this?
They're going
to
do both. We all know that.
We do the usage tax too. In other words...
What some people down in Berkeley want to do is they want to have, in addition to that, they want to have, you know, London-style tolls, which, you know, charge anywhere from...
Right.
5 to 10 pounds every time a person passes through a particular intersection.
Yeah. Well, Senator, are there any plans for doing any usage taxes or anything? Hey, thanks a lot, Charles.
There's nothing that has been proposed that I know of. However, this is the month that everybody's proposing all of their bills, and so it may, he may have heard of something that I have not heard of yet. But I certainly, it's not something that I would vote for. I believe in use taxes, but it has to be a voluntary basis. I can remember in high school reading George Orwell's 1984, and that sounds like we're getting awful close to that kind of society. That's not what
I tell you what, you know, that's one of the things this show is for, is besides taking responsibility for your actions, but it's also the individual freedoms.
Right.
So. Carol, good morning. You're on.
Carol?
Yes, you're on, Carol.
Okay. I have a comment, kind of sarcastic. I was reading the front page this morning, and I understand now that the federal government wants to take the clothes off my back, because I do buy clothes from Salvation Army. And the state wants to take the well and the septic tank away from me. Anyway,
in your hot water,
the Stone
water
Age. And to the senator, what part of taxes doesn't the Democrats understand? The more you tax, the less I spend. And also, is there anybody in Sacramento that has any power over the Water Quality Board and the Air Quality Board? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carol.
Two questions. First of all, as far as the tax problem goes... fact is the majority party absolutely believes that Americans are so affluent that we can afford to pay more, and that the services that they're proposing and have been voting in the last 10 years that has caused this problem are absolutely necessary. I, of course, do not agree with that. As far as who has ultimate authority over the Water and the Air Resources Board, the governor's office. He makes those appointments. And unfortunately, the governor has appointed a lot of environmentally friendly people rather than business people, so there's not a real good balance. There's nobody who argues the fact that we need to have good air quality. We all want clean water, but it can't come with the price where it's so ridiculous that it isn't worth it. And that's some of the things that are being proposed. I'm now the vice chair of rules, and tomorrow... I'm going to be voting on a person who is an environmentalist and a lawyer who wants to be on the Energy Commission. And yet we already have an environmentalist on that energy commission, and I just don't know if, you know, this governor says he's pro-business, but when it comes down to his appointments, they're mostly pro-environmental.
You know, Senator, is it in the against the state law for us to start with nuclear power plants again?
It is. There's a state moratorium passed by, again, the majority party against starting up nuclear power plants.
How long ago was that passed?
Pardon me?
How long ago was that passed?
Almost 20 years now.
Well.
And the fact is that it's going to be proposed again this year. I think, you know, when we look at France, when we look at the eastern United States, when we look at Spain, most of their power is now coming from nuclear power. It's safe. We don't have nuclear-powered submarines blowing up every couple of weeks. And so the fact of the matter is people have to start opening their eyes and realizing that this is one of the cheapest, most efficient uses that we can get to generate new power. And so there will be some proposals in new legislation. Now, whether they get out of committee or not this year, we'll find out.
Oh, that was going to be my question. We're on the phone with Senator Anastad, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS, 221-1402. We'll be taking your calls, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is Carl Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Donna, thanks for waiting.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to say thank you to the senator. You're doing a great job, and we appreciate you being there in Sacramento. We just don't know exactly when your term is going to be up, but we need more people like you. So keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Donna, and Happy New Year to all of you folks out there.
How wonderful. And when is your term up?
I've got 2 years to go for the Senate, and then I'll be termed out.
Termed out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your service. It's been great. One more question that we have on the books here is that we got an email. People are so up in arms about the bridges. Could you elaborate a little bit on that, your knowledge of that?
The fact that we may be losing funding for the bridges, and all of our bridges are in some state of repair right now.
Yeah, specifically as far as the bridges go, I don't have that information in front of me. I do know transportation funding in general is at risk as far as the construction projects and the maintenance projects, simply because of the financial condition that the state is in. It's the Republican caucus' top priority to make sure that we keep those construction projects and those maintenance projects going. Not only do we need it for transportation, but that's what our economy is based on, is the transport of goods from one place to the other safely. And we're looking for an economic stimulus package, and there's no better than one than putting people to work doing construction and maintenance in the transportation industry. That's as much as I can tell you.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're just everything around here is, it's just... The calls we get, the emails we get, the feelings we have is here we are up here. You know, we've got we've got a 10% unemployment rate. We've got all these things going on, and Sacramento can't pass a budget. You know, it's just getting to be just a little bit of a onerous on us up here to, you know, not knowing, everybody's asking, just what's going on.
And well, it's not a matter of not that they can't pass a budget. The fact of the matter is that the Democrats want to pass a budget that has significant tax increases at a time in our national and state economy where tax increases are absolutely the wrong way to go. That's why even President-elect Obama is talking about a $500 tax cut to every individual in this country.
Yeah.
He knows the economy needs to be stimulated.
Well, I know he said it's $300 billion as tax cuts. And,
yeah.
And I see us out here trying to...
Do just the opposite.
Trying to tax everything else.
Do just the opposite, which will put California at a distinct disadvantage over other states in regards to trying to get the economy to come back.
Yeah.
And we're the one that's hurting the worst.
Well, Senator, I tell you what, we really appreciate you being on the show today and answering the questions. We're going to have you on a regular basis if that's okay with you.
Sounds like fun to me.
Well, we have a good time. Our listeners are very knowledgeable. They know what's going on up here. They know what they have to do, and they like getting to be able to speak to our elected representatives.
Thank you for being on.
It's a pleasure, and I hope we can do it again.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, tomorrow we have a special presentation, people calling tomorrow that are going to be talking about what's happening around the North State as far as arts and theater, and we'll be taking your calls regarding lots of different topical things Carl's got up his sleeve.
Well, we want to be talking about, you know, some national level things like a man named Panetta being put in charge of the CIA who's never had any intel experience. Like to talk about that. We want to talk about septic tanks again, you know, what's going on with the rules there. We want to talk about guns in the national forest that was just supposed to go into effect January 9th, but they had a lawsuit thrown against it by the Brady group. So that's going to be interesting. We've just got a number of things to catch up on tomorrow. Anything we want to talk about, including the raising of rates and people leaving their homes.
And remember to email us at freefireradio.com and tell us what you want to hear about.
And by the way, we do appreciate all the emails we get and all the phone calls that go to 530-241-2682. So, for Free Fire Radio and Linda Bott and me, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?